It's the Bengal Financial Literacy Show coming up next on KISU FM Radio with our host, Chris Chatwin, professor with the Idaho State University College of Business.
Thank you for joining us for this month's episode of the Bengal Financial Literacy Podcast. I am your host, Chris Chatwin, coming to you from KISU at Idaho State University. I have with me today two guests because I need to hear from people who know more than I do. Dr. Iris Booter and Presley Arrowood, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show. Let's turn to Presley. Presley, please introduce yourself to us. Who are you? What do you do here at the university? And why did you get roped into this podcast today?
Well, like you said, my name is Presley Arrowood. I am the Director of Marketing at the College of Business, and I got roped into this because I helped market Financial Literacy Week that happened recently.
Is Director of Marketing the official title?
I believe it's Director of Marketing and Communications.
Okay.
Yes.
Director of Marketing and Communications.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you're here on the show today because you marketed Financial Literacy Week.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a spoiler, but yeah.
Ooh, a little teaser for what the show is all about today. But before we can get into that stuff, yeah, a little spoiler, we turn to Dr. Iris Booter.
Well, thanks, Chris, for having us here today.
Of course. I hope to have you again next month.
Always. So my name is Dr. Iris Booter. I am the Associate Dean for the College of Business. I also serve as the MHA Program Director, and primarily I am an Associate Professor of Economics. So reason I got involved is because Econ and Finance just happened to be the same department within the College of Business. So we work, you know, in conjunction with one another. And I chair the committee this semester for, as spoiler, our Financial Literacy Week.
So two spoilers. So now we just need to pull the Band-Aid off. What is our show about today?
Financial Literacy Week.
Yes. Hey, that was almost like it was rehearsed. All right. So we had Financial Literacy Week. So for all of our wonderful listeners out there, I mean, you might be listening to this at a later time, but currently it is the month of April. April has been dubbed Financial Literacy Month across the nation. I believe it was President Obama who made that official. So we have been fortunate enough here at Idaho State University through the College of Business and through a generous donation 2 years running from Wells Fargo to be able to sponsor a Financial Literacy Week. We've done that the first week of April last 2 years, and we just completed Financial Literacy Week, and now we want to talk about it, share it with everybody who may have missed it, and build up that anticipation for next year. So
yeah, mark your calendars now.
Mark your calendars now.
We're willing
first
it to
week
happen.
Of April.
We're willing it to happen
yeah.
next year.
We're again hoping that our friends at Wells Fargo will continue to sponsor the event, and we've had a lot of wonderful support from the community when it comes to financial literacy. Financial Literacy Week being sponsored, a scholarship for financial literacy through the College of Business being sponsored by Citizens Community Bank. So really great. So now we need to talk about all these wonderful events. Recap. Mm-hmm. So we had four events. I turn to our Director of Marketing, Presley Arrowood, host extraordinaire for event number one.
Shucks.
We had what on Monday night, first night of Financial Literacy Week?
We had a trivia night, and I think it went very well.
I thought it went swimmingly.
I think by the end, all the students were, like, really into it. There were groans when people did not win, when their team did not win.
That is true.
I just liked our, four-way tie for second place or five-way tie for second place. That was great.
Yeah, five-way tie for second place. And, again, because of generous donations, we were able to hand out prizes.
Yep.
Swag. Some T-shirts and
big prizes and lots of money all week long.
Lots of money. Should we just start with the money?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the more intriguing parts of the week.
I think that's why we got the numbers we got for Financial Literacy Week, because who does not like money? Free money. You're an economist.
I know. I'm sorry.
I thought there was no such thing. Or is that just lunch? No such thing as a free lunch, but free money all the time.
Technicalities.
You cannot have a free lunch, but you can have free money, especially when you attend Financial Literacy Week. Okay.
So you guys can probably add it all up, but we did five $250 gift cards at every event.
Five 200
gift cards.
We changed it because last year we had four. So we had five
$200 gift cards at every event. And then for students who attended all of the events, they were entered to win the grand prize of $500.
Meaning $4,500 was given away the entire week.
Chief economist right here.
See,
and
that's why
budget
you're a doctor.
Coordinator.
We just went through the budget.
We handed out $4,500. Mm-hmm. And teaser, we'll talk later. Mm-hmm. We might hand out some more.
Might? Ooh. We will.
We will. We will.
More free money to give away.
Okay, so wait. We handed out four $200 gift cards. Iris, what did they have to do to be entered to win? Oh, yeah, five $200. Man, we just
It gets hard.
It gets hard.
We swapped, yeah. So what
We'd
did
like
they
to hand
to
out more next year. That's where
our
wonderful sponsors come in.
They literally just had to show up.
Just had to show up.
Like, that's
up.
All you had to do. You didn't even have to win trivia night. That was a different prize. We got extra prizes for that. But yeah, you win, put in your raffle ticket, and we drew numbers.
Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of two-time winners.
Yeah, two two-time winners in that week.
In that week.
Yeah, back-to-back type of wins. So that was really fun to see.
Okay, so we handed out lots of money. Mm-hmm. We did lots of events. Trivia night. Let's go back to trivia night with our host extraordinaire, Presley Arrowwood. What did we do at trivia night?
We did four sections of trivia. The first one was about financial literacy, so we just got that one out of the way real quick. I think that students were actually very interested in that. I liked that you came up and explained one of the answers that most people got wrong. I think they definitely learned something about the rule of 72 on Monday night.
Oh, what a fun rule, the rule of 72. I tell my students that this is a neat party trick. So, you know, you're at a party, you don't know what to talk about, you say, hey, want to hear a cool trick? So rule of 72 for all our listeners, it gives you a rough estimate on how long it takes for something to double. So you take whatever that interest rate is. So if I'm going to deposit $1,000 and let's say it's in a 5-year CD or a 5% CD, roughly how long will it take to double? You just take 72 and divide it by the interest rate. So neat trick.
And now all the listeners can do it at parties too.
Yes. I mean, we don't have a phone line or an email line or an anything line, but man, if somebody out there is listening to this and ends up using this as a party conversation, I really have to find out about it somehow.
Email.
I was going to say, they can email you.
Find me, chrischatwin@isu.edu.
And so after the finance section, we just moved on to some more general knowledge type things. We had the music section, which people got very into, even though a lot of the songs were a little retro. But
yeah,
I think they had a good time.
Some old school songs.
I mean, bring in some Hall & Oates.
I mean, if you're rocking the Hall & Oates, it's a good day. So all kinds of fun trivia. It was just a fun way to start, I think. And for anyone who's been involved in our past two financial literacy weeks, last year, first year, inaugural year, trivia night was scheduled, but then the massive snowstorm of April 4th canceled all of that. So we were glad that everything went off without a hitch. Moving to event number two, because Iris, I believe this was your idea. So
The movie pick was my idea.
Because in the College of Business, we sponsor every month during the semester a Bengal Business movie night.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Yeah. So we kind of dovetailed into that. So our second event was our movie night. And last year we showed a really good movie. It's a little sad, but really good, and still brought in the notion of financial literacy with the pursuit of happiness. And when we had our discussion, when we had our committee meeting, I just remember this movie from way back in the way. I mean, it was like 20 years ago. I'm aging myself now.
No way it was that long ago. Was it 20 years ago?
I'm pretty sure it was 20 years
ago. I'm going to put it at 15.
But it was Confessions of a Shopaholic. And I just remember vividly that scene in my head where she like takes the credit card out of the freezer that she puts it in. And that was like stuck in my head. And I was like, this seems like a perfect movie because like what better way to showcase the importance of being financially literate than to talk about, you know, being like live beyond your means, right? Living spend, beyond, you know, like as much money, put money on your credit card. Like all those things were so important to talk about because of the interest rates on your credit card, right? And your budgeting and things like that. So I thought it was a really perfect fit, but also a fun movie to really, well, not kick it off because we did it on Tuesday, but
the second night.
Like that was like an overarching goal of Financial Literacy Week was to just make, I mean, finance isn't a glamorous topic, really. No offense, Chris. So we wanted to spice it up a little.
I'm going to push back on that. I think the problem is glamour might be the wrong word. See, I really struggle with finance movies because they all focus on the salacious and the outrageous and the insane and make it seem like finance is a horrible thing. Whereas, you know, nice little rom-com. Little, you know, feel good. Like you said, Pursuit of Happiness 2 years ago. Nice film. Felt really sad.
Yeah, I felt a little sad. So,
but for this, you know, to see somebody living beyond their means and
shopping that Prada.
It just, you know, the whole time I was watching, I was just thinking about myself, you know, because she's writing these articles, these finance articles. And I just thought, you know, those who can't do, teach.
But that was a really interesting.
And so here I am.
No, but that's an interesting point, though, about how she integrated what she was learning, even though she wasn't doing things right, clearly, but how she put things into perspective. And I think that's what's really important, too, about teaching financial literacy is like putting it into perspective that people could understand. Like she took it from the, you know, the angle of talking about like a shoe and an investment and type of thing. But like, I'm sure that's why you teach it, by making it relatable and understandable, putting these big words and concepts, right? So make it understandable. I think that's the goal of Financial Literacy Week too, right? Is that we have all these, you know, like we hear APR or, you know, ROI and we don't really know what it means. And so we're trying to really reach out to students and the community members, not just, you know, for students, it's for everybody, to make sure it's understandable. All right. That's the goal, like lessons learned along the ways and, you know, how to take in, you know, all these different things. Spoiler for Thursday, right? We really got into the depth of like various things on Thursday.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what movie we're going to do next year? I mean, I guess again.
Oh, we have ideas.
Oh, we have ideas.
We just can't spoil it.
Oh, can't spoil. I was going to say again. I don't know, you know, what kind of an email or phone line we have going on here since we're not live. But I don't know. Send your movie suggestions
it was suggested by a student, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let our lovely committee.
It'll be hard to top Confessions of a Shopaholic, though, that came out in what year? Anybody want to guess?
I want to say 2004.
Your guess, Chris?
I'll go with 2010.
2009.
Oh, aww. So close.
Chris wins. Oh.
Well.
Maybe I'll have that in trivia next year, and then we can reward the people who are listening right now and remember for the next 300-something days.
We're going to type up our meeting
notes. For sure. For sure. All right, so movie night. Smashing success.
It's great.
And again, handed out another $1,000.
$1,000 plus free popcorn and soda. I mean, you can't forget about the popcorn and soda.
Yep. Yeah. Can't ever forget about that.
Yep. And a small little recap at the end about lessons learned from the movie. Great job by Chris. I got to shout you out, as well as Shane Hunt.
Is that because you won't shout yourself out? Because I'm going to shout you out now because you were also up there with me. Yeah,
well, I don't shout myself out. But good job. We did a little recap and talking about the movie and the lessons learned and the importance of, you know, being financially literate.
Yeah. You know, not spending beyond your means, knowing how much you're spending, knowing the consequences.
Knowing what the consequences are putting stuff on your credit card and then just doing the minimum payments, right? Which really add up when you look at that interest rate at the end.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary. That and...
Don't lie on your resume.
And don't lie on your resume was...
I mean, that much, you know. Yeah. Just kidding. Don't lie on your resume.
What does that mean, Iris?
Well, she put in that she spoke Spanish fluently. Yeah. And
we
were
like, don't lie too much.
Well, I mean, well, you know, you can be creative, just saying. But I wouldn't lie that much.
Or at all.
Or at all.
Or at all.
Yes.
All right, which takes us to night three, keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we call this the main event, if it's a keynote. I mean, I guess, sure.
Mm-hmm. Big name.
Big name.
Big name.
Big name. Local. So had with us CFO of Idaho Central Credit Union with us, Brian Barrett. Brian was here to talk about all kinds of fun stuff, mostly taking control of our finances, mm-hmm. like responsibility. So I guess I'll ask you guys, I guess what was like your biggest takeaway?
Well, my biggest takeaway was that he really went through like your decades. Mm-hmm. What you should do in each one of your decades to become not just financially literate, but also become financially secure, right? Plan for retirement, right? So he broke down basically your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, like what you should be doing to get to a point where you can retire.
That was one of my biggest. Those guide, yeah, those guideposts, guidelines, mm-hmm. yeah. benchmarks. Mm-hmm.
So I would say the same. That was really interesting. And I think it made it more manageable for the students to think of it in chunks versus just like, oh, here's my whole life of finances and how do I not mess that up yeah. from start to finish. Mm-hmm. So I think I saw students taking a lot of notes and all yeah. of his book recommendations, which I unfortunately did not write down and cannot I share did. Right now. But
I did. I have it in an email. It's in a draft.
Anybody interested can send
out to Dr. Iris Booter.
But he had a lot of, yeah, he had just a lot of great advice that was like mm-hmm. easy to digest advice. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that was
I think
cool.
that's the key is like, you know, you see, oh, CFO of Idaho Central Credit Union. I mean, you might immediately think, oh, okay, we're going to get like some banking talk here. But really, it was just good advice, kind of good recommendations, as well as what I really liked was kind of offering the historical perspective. Because it's so easy for us like right now to be like, oh, home interest rates are insane, which they are for anyone who has only known what the last 15 years of mortgage rates have been. But anybody who's, you know, remembers mortgage rates in the early 2000s, 1990s, 1980, it's like, yeah, these are manageable. Now, what's not is we've also seen all this inflation and inflationary home prices. So kind of putting all those things together where you can go, oh, okay, I'll take this piece, I'll take that piece and kind of educate myself and know more. The more you know.
Rainbow yeah. and Star.
Yeah.
NBC. Not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. Not official. Sponsored. Not official.
Could be.
But, you know, Universal, if you'd like to reach out to us with some, you know, money, you'd like to sponsor the podcast or potentially KISU.
We won't say no.
Yeah, we won't say no. All right, so great keynote address mm-hmm. there.
He also, if I might add,
absolutely
talked to one of our finance classes as well. So he also took the time and talked to Paul Obermann's financial modeling class. And from the feedback, I unfortunately couldn't attend to it, but feedback I got was amazing. Really down to earth, and mm-hmm. also just really, you know, talked to the students.
It was nice because I was able to stop in for a little mm-hmm. bit, like a lot of Q&A that yeah. was going on, where you know, in a keynote address, he's just speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. Fantastic. Night three, another success. Huge turnout, which
turnout,
always
yeah.
happens.
Mm-hmm. Great turnout.
When you're handing out money. Mm-hmm. Another $1,000 out mm-hmm. the door, thanks to our friends at Wells Fargo.
Absolutely.
And a lot of swag, too, like shirts. And ICCU mm-hmm. provided a lot of keychains. And the Share Bear.
I love the
bear. As I've come to know, the Share mm-hmm. Bear. Which takes us to day four. We wrapped the whole thing up. What did we do during day four?
We had an amazing panel.
We had an amazing panel. A panel discussion, our expert panel. Mm-hmm. I will say I did have somebody reach out to me who was on the first panel and might have felt like a little disappointed that they were not on the second panel.
Oh,
well, there's always year
there's
three.
There's always next year.
And what I said was too much of a good thing. Because what we were trying to do is spread this out. Because mm-hmm. here's the thing. You know, we don't like to keep people in here all night. So we were kind of shooting for 45 minutes to an hour. Can't have too many experts because mm-hmm. then we don't get to hear from all of them.
Yeah.
And that just confirmed to me that this is a thing that needs to go on again and again. This has got to be like an annual thing where we get the Q&A, get to hear from all these different experts. So who did we have with us this year?
Well, we had Taylor Reese.
Had Taylor Reese, entrepreneur, great success story. Mm-hmm. I think that was great for a lot of students to hear.
Yep. Hey, here's a student. His story like really resonated. Got people focused mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. on the panel for sure.
Absolutely.
Maybe we want to quit my job and go start something on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I'm way too risk. I talked to him afterwards. I was like, good on you.
Yeah.
Like talking about it, I was way too risk averse ever in my life to do that. We also had Fred Parrish from ISU.
Okay.
And
he was talking to us about real estate,
real
right?
Real estate. We also had Dave Bagley.
Dave Bagley.
Also from ISU.
Also from ISU. We'll call him our tax expert. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got his tax attorney. What do we call that? The LLM is his.
Yeah.
All I know is he's at University of Florida. He went to University of Florida, just like yours truly. Mm-hmm. So we got that. So got to hear about tax stuff. And then Mark Peterson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Snake River Law. So talked about the importance of estate planning, regardless of your age, because I think that estate planning is definitely something people think of as something you do later in life. But the earlier, the better, and you can just update it as your life changes.
Well, that was one of the things that, like, initially, you know, where most of the participants or attendees are college students, you know, you'd think that the estate planning isn't going to really draw in a crowd. But I felt like there was a ton of questions being asked of, well, what about this and what about that? It just shows that maybe we're more curious than we let on and why it is so important to get exposed to these different things. Because, yeah, it's obviously the levels of estate planning are going to differ, but the earlier, the better.
And I think it was great having these panelists come in because I feel like students would feel like that's like an unapproachable topic.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to book an appointment with a lawyer.
That's a great point.
To mm-hmm. go in and be consulted on estate planning, even if they do have questions. But then when that person comes to you, you get to ask all of those questions. And I feel like a really relaxed environment surrounded by your peers that you... they're probably thinking the same things.
And a ton of questions were asked, which is great.
Yes. It always goes like, always. it could go like three or four hours.
It could have gone longer. I'm like, oh man, this is good. I mean, it's good stuff, right? Yeah. It's mm-hmm. really good stuff. We like that amount of engagement. So, yeah.
So, huge success. Mm-hmm. That night we handed out $1,500 because we had the 1,000 again, right? Mm-hmm. Five $200 prizes and did the drawing for anyone who had attended all four. They were entered for that 500. Mm-hmm.
There was a good little bucket of cards of people who had attended all the events.
Yeah.
It was good to see.
So for everyone that just heard all about how amazing Financial Literacy Week and they're saying, hey, I missed it. We're planning on doing it next year. And for everyone who's like, hey, that was a lot of money you guys handed out.
It wasn't enough. Yeah. No, we're not done with that.
We're not done.
So we're going to let Presley announce our new...
Ooh, is it time for a big announcement?
Big announcement.
A big $500 announcement, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So thanks to Wells Fargo, we are able to give away even more money about Financial Literacy Week. So we're really wanting to hear people's thoughts of the people who attended. We want to hear what you learned, the highlights of the event, the golden nuggets that you got of information from, you know, the keynote, the panelists, whatever event resonated with you. So we're interested in a maximum 500-word essay talking about these things. So essay contest, 500-word max about what you learned during Financial Literacy Week. And we will review those essays and pick two winners. And there will be two $250 gift cards. So we will pick two winners of the essay contest and give away even more money.
So two winners, mm-hmm. $250 each. You have to write a 500-word essay. And where do they send this and by when?
Well, they're going to send it to me.
All right.
I'm going to collect all this information, but the committee is going to review it, so I'm not the judge. So send it to irsbooter@isu.edu.
Which is brought to you through Gmail.
And we're going to have the announcement, so we're going to make it due April 22nd.
Correct. Monday, April 22nd.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to review it and let the winner know by the end of that week.
Awesome.
You want to spell your last name, Iris?
B as in boy, U, D as in dog, E-R. At ISU.edu.
Just start typing in Iris if you're a student, and it'll come up.
If you get really lost, bring it into the college.
I may or may not be the only Iris on campus.
Well, thank you so much. I wish I could have had the whole committee in here with us so we could all talk about this, but we wouldn't all fit. Obviously, so many people involved in this, and a huge success. Hope to do it again for all our listeners. Please join us next year for the Financial Literacy Week on campus. And until then, just stay financially literate, I guess. Like, that's what we're moving for, right?
And write an essay.
All right. Thank you so much, and look forward to having you here with us next time.
The Bengal Financial Literacy Show, hosted by ISU's Chris Chatwin, can be heard on the third Monday at 7:30 p.m. on KISU-FM. Shows are produced at the KISU studios in Pocatello at Idaho State University, with editing for this episode by Ben Graham. Audio of this and all past episodes of the Bengal Financial Literacy Show can be found at kisu.org or from Spotify and other select podcast services. Music was produced by Joseph Emmanuel under the direction of John Armstrong and the ISU Commercial Music Program. Major funding support for KISU local programming comes from the Associated Students of Idaho State University, and support for this program comes from Lookout Credit Union.